The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, April 27th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I have some numbers to give out. The numbers today are telephone lines 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Of course, if you're calling from the family island, the number is 242-300-5720, and I'm clearing out the text line now so I can start from the beginning. The text number today is 422-GR96, which is 422-4796. So let's get started. First, if you want to get some institutional information about this, I'm hoping that you able to convince Mr. Shivago Lang to go delve deeper into this subject, because this subject needs to be hashed out, and I believe that Mr. Lang will be the best person to hash it out because of his institutional knowledge about it. But I'm going to give it a try, because I'm not sure if it went over a number of our heads. I tend to be analytical in nature. I tend to critique a lot. So what I'm doing in this particular show, I'm doing for the sake of the country. Not because I'm being polarizing or political in general, but someone must speak. Someone must say, this does not feel right. And now I need to determine whether it is right. And that's where hopefully Mr. Lang can comment on and give more detail about this, in terms of protocol, in terms of what has happened in the past. But currently, what is happening does not look and feel right. And like when you throw a rock in a crowded pack of dogs, whatever it is, and whoever yelps, that person get hit, that animal get hit. I think the Bahamian people got hit, and they are holding in the pain because they don't understand that their stomach hurt. And because their stomach hurt, they're supposed to go seek medical help. But let's get started, right? Recently, the chairman of the Free National Movement, Dr. Dwayne Sands, made a complaint to, listen now, who he made a complaint to. He was grandstanding, but I know this is a season. This is a season where you're supposed to grandstand and make political points. He made a speech or cry of alarm in front of the Parliamentary Registration Department. I think he did that yesterday. He was concerned about the voters' register and say whether it was early or late, right? I expected the Parliamentary Registrar General to respond promptly. To me, they responded late. And I think there is a reason why the parliamentary chairman, registrar, responded late. And I'm going to hash that out. I think he's waiting on instruction. And forgive me for saying that. I think that he's waiting on instruction to see what is the correct answer to say. And I'm concerned about that, because he's supposed to be the authority on procedures and knowledge. He's supposed to be the one who was to be educating the Bahamian public on what it is to be done and how things should be done. And sometimes you don't might not be the best speaker. I remember Moses and his brother Aaron, right? Sometimes when you're not the best speaker, the Lord has sent you a brother to say, let him speak on your behalf. You have the message, but let your brother speak on your behalf in order to make sure the message is clear. And I'm not sure if Mr. Thompson is doing an adequate job of making sure things are clear and concerned. Now, I'm not harping on the argument about what Ms. Dr. Sand said, because he gave an opinion on what should happen. And of course, I expected the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party to have a response, chairman's answer, other chairman's, right? And I expected the conclusion would have been done by members of the Parliamentary Registration Department. That's how I expected it to go. So now let me hash out my concern and why I said I'm going to have this show, right? Because after Dr. Sand spoke, an attorney, I don't know who this attorney is. I'm being facetious there because I do know who the attorney is. But why I'm saying it like that is the audacity that he inserted himself into the conversation. Mr. Keenan Johnson, he was a candidate. Or no, he wanted to be a candidate for the Progressive Liberal Party. But now they dub him a part of the PLP's legal team. I'm not sure what that is. I'm not sure that that the PLP has a legal team on the payroll. What do you call it when you have paying them just in case things go awry? I'm not sure if that's happening. But that does not here or there. I'm going to break this down. This is the second time I see Mr. Johnson inserted himself in the conversation where the Bahamian people, you see what I'm talking about? The Bahamian people were waiting on the Parliamentary Registration Department to respond. They was waiting for Mr. Thompson to respond. Retainer is what it's called. I'm not sure if Keenan Johnson has a retainer with the Progressive Liberal Party or if he's just working for free and hoping that the Lord will bless him in the future. I'm not sure. I'm just seeing that he's inserting himself. But I'm seeing that our system, what we are used to, what we've been culturalized to understand, is being bastardized right in front of us. And you say, what you mean by that? Let me explain. We know in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the constitution of the Progressive Liberal Party, the constitution of the Free National Movement, that only two people can speak on behalf of a political party. And I was talking about the PLP because the PLP is the one I'm speaking about today in terms of infraction, in terms of confusion, in terms of asking, what they doing to us? We know that the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party is Mr. Frederick Mitchell. He speaks on behalf of the party officially. We know that other than the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, Mr. Philip Davis, speaks on behalf of the party. Only them two speaking. Of course, there's deputy chairmen and whatever it is, and they speak when the chairman is absent. But we could call the chairman holding the two deputies as the same. So that's Lins, or the chairpersons, who speaks on behalf of the party alone. Nobody else speaks on behalf of the party. And when there's other people speaking on behalf of the party, the chairman normally is present and say, I defer to this person go in detail, right? About party administration. Now, ministers can speak about their administration or their ministry and so on. But in terms of the party itself, there's the chairman and the leader. So when Ms. Dr. Dwayne Sand spoke, I expected the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party to refute, to clarify, to give detail, to give information for, right? I'm not sure if the listening audience are aware that all of the chairmen of the Progressive Liberal Party, right, the deputy chairman, whoever the names are they are called, are running. That includes the Fred Mitchell. That includes Obi Roberts. That includes Lines. What Lines' first name? Robin Lines. Or three of them are busy. They are busy campaigning and negating their mandate to defend the party. They're just busy campaigning and not responding or not doing what their mandate called them for with the people in the Progressive Party. The Stalwart Councils voted them in to do. Now, we have a new position that was conjured up. And I use the word conjured up for a reason because I want you to picture it. I want anyone to call me right now and tell me who was the last director of communication for the Progressive Liberal Party. Let me hear the question again. You can call me and tell me who, other than the one we have now, because I'm not sure where that position come from, right? Because the chairman is the communication director for the Progressive Liberal Party. But all the blue, the PLP now has a chairman. No, I'm sorry, now has a director of communication, right? It's an odd position. And this director of communication is now orchestrating, right? They're now putting in place other people to speak on behalf of the PLP. And I find that odd. I find it odd. And I say I'm speaking for clarity of the Bahamian people because I just don't know. Remember I said everyone seems to have dual roles and busy in the Progressive Liberal Party? The director of communication for the PLP party is the director of communication for the office of the prime minister. So there are times when the director of communication is speaking, and I'm not quite sure which one is addressed in me. Is it the prime minister communication officer, or whether it's the leader of the PLP communication officer? And when they're speaking or during a 9-to-5 basis, are they still on the job as the communication director for the Prime Minister Prime Minister's office, or are they on lunch break and now doing PLP business? I want to know if the director of communication for the PLP, is that a paid position? I think the chairman of the PLP is a paid position, right? I think it's a paid position. So I want to know if the director of communication for the PLP, is that a paid position, or you just do that on your free time? And can the director of communication for the prime minister office have free time? Or they are always at the whim and back of whatever the prime minister, or there's a need to defend the office of the prime minister and to explain things? See, I just confused. So what job is he on now? Right? What are you talking? You're like, hold on. You're confusing me. Because I want to know who you're working. Are you working for the Bahamian people at this present time? Or are you working for your political office? See, it's confusing. So now getting back to my concern about a Mr. Keenan Johnson, who they say he's an attorney. They say he worked for government. They say, I'm not sure if the Eugene DePute School is a government or the law school is a government entity. So forgive me for that. And you can call in and correct me, you know, as I tell this narrative, because I don't know all, but I like to say I'm right. Right? Dr. Sands raised a government functional concern. Dr. Sands raised a government functional concern about the parliamentary registration. I expected that to be responded by the Parliament Registry Department. That has nothing to do with the PLP. That's a government issue. Now, the Office of the Prime Minister could respond to that, but it can't be no Keenan Johnson because he don't work for the government. He worked for the PLP. They already say his title. Say he's a PLP attorney, but I don't want to hear what the PLP stuff talking about when I talk about my government issues. I have governmental concerns. And I need the right person to come and explain it to the Bahamian people so we could be comfortable that this is the stance of the government of the Bahamas. And note, the government of the Bahamas is different from the PLP. PLP is PLP, but when they get elected, it's a cabinet right now, because we have no MPs right now, right? Cabinet is still function, and they have a responsibility to us to explain these things. So now I'm seeing this Keenan Johnson explaining things. I'm not sure who he's speaking to. Is he speaking to PLPs? Because I sure the FNM will hear him, right? Because they have the position. But I find that the registrar, the parliamentary registrar, always speaks after Keenan Johnson speak, coincidentally, right? When I'm waiting for Mr. Thompson to speak, it always be hours. Always be hours after Johnson. Like he's got to wait to read the room. I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just saying that I just seen it. And any other issue coming up, I can say I don't expect Mr. Thompson to respond anytime soon. I got to wait till Mr. Keenan Johnson responds first. And then I wait for 3, 4, 5 hours after that. And then you see the official response, in quotes, from the government, right? My first question is, this is my two issues. Is Keenan Johnson speaking on behalf of the PLP, or is he speaking on behalf of the government and the people of the Bahamas about what the government ought to do. That's my first concern. I want to know that, will the government have its own lawyers, the government, have its own lawyers to explain to the public, or will they allow the narrative to be explained and dictated to by a political party? We have a whole attorney general's office whose job it is to any concern about how things, the procedures of the Bahamas and the government functions. You go to the experts at the attorney general's office and they give an official response. Say, this is the government's position. This is how things are done. This is when they start citing the laws and whatever it is. But that's not happening. That ain't happening because this Keenan Johnson doing it. He doing it and calling press conferences and splurring it all over the news. I am concerned. Like, we're bastardizing the whole system. I said, but I didn't ask you nothing. This is not no legal issue for the PLP. The issue is the government on. We don't want to know how the PLP interpret. We want to know how the government is interpreting things, because the government has a duty of care to me. The PLP doesn't have a duty of care to me. I want to know what is the official position of my government to say, have the integrity of the whole system. And now I'm tired doubting, saying, man, this guy, I wonder if he's influencing the conclusion, right? Continue with my concerns, right? My question is, do the parliamentary registrar general take instruction or receive support and edification from Keenan Johnson? Because Keenan Johnson is also there. Like, he's the official. He's the affectionario. How you pronounce that word? He's the expert. And he telling the world where he's the expert, not this registrar. Right? Okay. My second concern is, when did the PLP get a director of communication? I'm not familiar with the position. Like I said, you could call and tell me who was the last director of communication, because this position seems to be conjured up. And this person who has access to all the government files and government support, whatever it is, now is lending his expertise, which he's supposed to be rendering to the Bahamian people or to the government. He's now rendering it to the PLP. I find that a conflict of interest. You know, right now you can't be PLP. Too close, man. You're conflicting things, right? Conflating things. With the director of communication of the Office of the Prime Minister. That's my second question, right? Who speaks officially on behalf of the PLP? That's the question. I want to know who speaks officially on behalf of the PLP. My position is, the Constitution, the PLP Constitution says that the chairman and the leader of the party speaks on behalf of the party, right? There is now a new entity called PLP Legal Counsel, without any guidance of the chair, because the chairman is not even present in the room anymore. Like, they completely ignoring the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, and now we see the legal counsel coming out and now speaking on behalf of the party. So this is what we thinking here. I'm going to speak on behalf of the party because I'm the legal counsel. I guess I'm getting paid to defend and explain what's the party's position on things. Right? Let me finish this. Right? Our entire system is being corrupt right in front of us. There is no keep of records anyway, I stop right there because I see I heard the commercial there. I'm going to recalibrate and come back and let you join into this conversation, because I am concerned. I am concerned because we need clarity now for moving forward, right? Because moving forward in years to come, Mr. Davis won't be prime minister. And now we're allowing these things to seep into the party, changing the constitution of the party. And we will have, the PLP, will have challenges in the future because everything is being bastardized. Because we know the rules. We've been watching politics for a while. And this, what's happening now, is new to us. This is normal. And that's my concern. Garden Radio AM, we're going to take this quick commercial break and we'll be right back.
Join Team Progress this Monday, April 27th. Come out to our Central East Rally at the entrance of the old Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium at 8 p.m. Join a party with a plan. Hear from our leader, Philip Brave Davis, Deputy Leader Chester Cooper, and the PLP team as we go for two straight. Bring your family, bring your friends. Choose Progress. Monday, April 27th, at the entrance of the old Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, 8 p.m.
So on election day, choose
Progress. Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pindart says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's CA Nuri. Call now. I see we had a number of calls coming in while I was going on that rant just now. And I just wanted to get everything out, right? I wanted to get everything out because I am concerned about the mandate and how things. I'm a stickler to regulations and rules and laws, you know. I'm a person who stay at the red light 2 o'clock in the morning just waiting for it to turn green. Right? Because I don't want to break the law. And so I'm concerned when people are doing whatever they want to do, right? Because I think it causes conflict in the future. Let's go to the first caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live?
Yeah, good morning, PA.
Let me ask my first question to you, and then you can continue on. Who was the last director of communications for the PLP?
Wasn't it Latori? Was that his name?
No, he was the press secretary for the government, the prime minister.
Director, I talked
for the PLP. We ain't talking about the government.
Well,
PLP.
Oh, the PLP. I guess it would be the chairman. I have no knowledge of that.
It's always the chairman. Only the chairman. Only the chairman can speak on behalf.
That's what I would thought. You know, but I could be wrong, you know. But who is this Kenan Johnson, young man? Usually when you have someone speaking CA, wouldn't they list their title at the bottom?
He's an attorney at law.
I know he's an attorney, but I'm saying that an attorney for who? Speaking on behalf of who?
He said he's part of the legal team. I'm trying to get the right words. He's part of the legal team.
The legal team of the government or the political or the PLP?
Of the PLP.
Oh, he's a PLP. So he's talking
all day. And he come on with his PLP shirt. So he's coming on speaking on behalf of the party.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised I haven't heard anything from the KCs and the heavy hitter.
I'm assuming if there is an election court happening, they'll move him aside and he just disappears. And then you see all the KCs, the real attorneys. Sorry, I don't want to dismiss him as not being real.
I'm being political. This election, for me, it seems like it's headed a whole ball of confusion.
What you mean by
that? I don't feel comfortable. I see people keep speaking different things. I'm not talking about no one who having any forged documents. I don't believe the register is completely clean, and I believe that you have persons who were not supposed to have our document, who have authentic documents, and is prepared to use them on the day of elections. I believe that fundamentally, and I'm not going to change it. And if the government can assist me, the government can ease these concerns. I didn't say the PLP, I said the government of the Bahamas can ease these concerns for many other Bahamians who feel this way. By coming out, I've yet to hear the government, maybe they did, but I didn't hear it, but I've yet to hear the government of the Bahamas, the Attorney General's office, the minister responsible for elections, warning persons who may have acquired our documents, knowing that they are not supposed to participate in this election, to stay away. I've heard from the official opposition. I've heard from the COI. But I've yet to hear anything coming from either the PLP or the government.
Let me interject there. Would you, Clever? Clever, let me interject. Yes. I believe that if a person coming to the voters' poll in the booth with a fraudulent voters' card, I believe the presiding officer... Hold on. Let me say this point. I believe the presiding officer will detain them and call the police and lock them up right there. So if you come in with a fraudulent voters' card or passport or whatever document to end the point... attempt to vote, note that you will be arrested. And perhaps that announcement, with the girl to which you said, perhaps that announcement needs to be made. If you come in here...
I'm not hearing it. That's my concern. I'm not hearing it. Why is it that they're afraid to say it?
I know what to say.
Yeah, that's my concern, C.A. Why is it that they're afraid to say it? Why is it that you're only hearing this call coming from the opposition? Well, why isn't it? I heard Van Monroe said something, you know, but he warned persons who interfere with persons who are about to vote what will happen to them.
Well, you and I differ.
I haven't heard anything.
I want to put this on the record. You and I differ in terms of believing in the integrity of the listing of those who can vote. I believe that the listing is as accurate as it can be. I believe there's some hiccups here and there that needs to be corrected. And these things.
No hiccups, CA. It seems to be big. Every day you're hearing 4, 5, 3, 2, 1. You're hearing these things. This thing, it appears that this is going to be a tsunami. And I'm not trying to create no fear monger. I'm not being no fear monger or create no things. But this election seems to be compromised. And I believe that we need more. We need more persons from the international observers than ever before. So more is always better. You can hear it. The opposition can call. The government can call. The PLP can call. The FNM can call. Everybody can call. Because I believe we need more international observers than this country has ever seen. This one seems to be compromised to the core. I'm not changing that.
I appreciate you, Clever. Let me read these texts. So, Nuri, Dr. Duane Sands' statement was inaccurate about timing, therefore misled members of the public who rely on his view to be well-researched before pronouncements are made. Does Dr. Sands disagree with the clarification given by the attorney, or is he taking his correction quietly? See, the attorney can't speak to Dr. Sands. That's my point, Texter. They're only the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party can respond to Dr. Sands, or it has to be an official of the government. An official of the government representing the Parliamentary Registration Department needs to speak, but it cannot be the Keenan Johnson. And that's my point, Texter. It cannot be him. To say the propaganda machine, director of communication, he has a job. No, Texter. He has a job. I'm just saying that I wonder if the position of director of communication for the PLP conflicts with director of communication for the office of the prime minister. So good morning, Nuri. Goodman's Bay is filthy, bottles, cups, pizza box all over the park. These people want to build hospital and can't keep a park in a tourist area clean. Texter, I say you go there with your plastic bags and help clean it. Every so often I go and help clean the beach. You need to be committed. This problem is for everybody to address. So Mr. Latre Raman has been acting as chairman, making political statements, and in his role as director of communication in the office of the prime minister, we truly do not know where the line is drawn. I believe Mr. Raman may be an excellent chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, but he ain't that yet. And he can remember his role. Let's go to the callers before I continue with these texts. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Brother Jerry. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Let me ask you something.
But let me ask you something first.
Go ahead.
Who was the last director of communication for the Progressive Liberal Party? You're a diehard. You should know this.
No, I don't recall right now.
What do you mean you recall right now? They was active and loud.
I don't recall right now, so I can't answer that. Okay. Honestly, I can't answer.
Then hold on. Do you remember any Because I give it broad now, so you don't have to remember the last one. Do you call the name of any director of communication for the Progressive Liberal Party? Anyone in your history?
I don't know if this is something that they say a position that they're trying to see how it would work. I don't know if they ever had one. So I can't comment on it, honestly.
Are you a stalwart counselor?
No, sir.
But I ask you this, do stalwart counselors vote for these positions?
All positions in
so no new position can be formed overnight. Stalwart. My point is no new position can be formed overnight without a stalwart counselors knowing.
Well, I do. They may have had a vote on it.
They may have had a vote on it and just didn't tell everybody else.
Don't forget, the stalwart counselors meet once a month.
It's secret.
They might have had a vote on it, I can't say.
The people in the stalwart councils in Acklands don't know about it. Let me tell you that. The stalwart councils in Acklands don't know about it.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, no, go ahead. You ask your question now.
But what I want is to ask you, do you think I would take my hard-earned money to buy a fraudulent voter's card to vote for a political body?
It's odd. I wouldn't believe anybody would do that.
Huh?
But I see people just take their money and carry their false information, go to the NIB to try
to
get
it
legitimate.
I'm talking about to get a voter's card to participate in a election. Me, take my money buy a false voter's card.
Recently, we had the gentleman who took his, actually he was a legitimate voter's card because he got these things by false pretenses because he got his passport and whatever it is. And he took his documents, which he got illegally, right, and try to get documents for other people legitimately. And he presented his legal information. They did the checks in terms of background and found that, hey, this is suspicious. See, these people bowl. So I don't know what they're thinking.
They caught three men in Bimini over the weekend with some false national insurance cards.
Yeah, man.
They caught a Jamaican gentleman with a passport, a false passport from another side of the world.
Yeah.
So that means our intelligence here in the Bahamas is working. It's working.
You know,
I've had a man coming from with a false passport, and look, he was in the Barefoot Bandit. He came here and got caught. Our system is working, sir.
Mm-hmm. I heard
so what happened.
I heard them
catch the people saying they're catching two every day, three every day, five every day. What would have happened if he wasn't catching them?
Let me tell you this. I heard it was 15 on the flight. How much did they catch again, you said?
How much?
Yeah, the 15 was on the flight, I heard. How much did they catch, you said?
15 in
on that
in
one flight.
Day?
On that, yeah. But how much did they catch? Go ahead.
They caught three.
Okay. That's my concern,
so
right there. That's my concern. We don't know how much they didn't catch. They're here working now. We need to be concerned. I got the next caller. Prep the caller there. So listen, I was wondering when someone will notice this. Director of Communication or Office of the Prime Minister or the PLP Party. I am confused also. Thanks for bringing it up. Man, you so right, sir. We need clarification. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. I have a lot of text I could try squeezing. Go ahead, caller. Got you there? Let's go to the next one. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing? Say again?
Is this Mr. Nuri?
This is Nuri. We're talking about... Listen to me talking about...
The director of communication. Was it Clint Watson?
No. Clint Watson was the press... Clint Watson was the press secretary for the government.
Was he the director of communication in the OVH office?
Yes. But he was not the press secretary for the PLP.
Okay, I think.
Okay. I appreciate you calling with that answer, by the way. And thanks very much. I appreciate you calling. See, nobody knows who's the last press secretary or last director of communication. Let me correct it. The last director of communication for the Progressive Liberal Party. It's a new position. Nobody voted on it. It's just new. I don't know how they get paid. I don't know what time do they work. It's concerning. I don't know if the director of communication for the Office of the Prime Minister is using his knowledge and information he get there. For the benefit of the Progressive Liberal Party. I just don't know. It's just odd. I don't know why the chairman ain't speaking no more. Where did the chairman go? Right? Take another commercial break? My God. Okay, let me read this text, right? It says, of course it's paid. Well over 100K, actually. Now, to be fair, did also create a position for his wife. That position for his wife is now the position for the office of the spouse. And the Mrs. Davis have that position in Texas. No, sir, will not happen. POs were advised that we cannot challenge votes once they appear on the register. Sir, stop talking nonsense. There is a fundamental screening issue. So don't talk mess about system is working. How did they get the passport and documents in the first place? Interesting. Let's go take this commercial break and we'll be right back.
This Tuesday, April 28th, we're going home to R.M. Billy Park for a mass rally, 7:30 p.m.
Yes, we're going home.
It's time to protect our vote. Time to protect our passport.
Time to protect our birthright.
Come hear from our leader, Michael Pintard, on how the FNM will work for you to protect our Bahama land.
SOS. SOS.
We're going home to R.M. Billy Park, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. FNMs, the time is now.
They say five more, we say no way. You can't just take Bahama land and give this place away.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Minister JoBeth Colby Davis. When one power line faulted, the whole neighborhood used to go dark. Now, a breakthrough in technology finds the problem and reroutes power so more homes stay connected. That's reduced outages by 86%. Upgrades like this mean lower operating costs and lower bills. Instead of temporary fixes, we're building a modern grid. Choose more reliable power. Choose progress.
Paid for by the PLP.
And welcome back. I see you, caller. Let me just say thank you for holding the government to account. The PLP is at heart a lawless party. They may not have started that way, but they slowly evolve and is now an entrenched cancer. I have texted before that the PLP either ignore or amends them to their benefit. The director of communication always thought he was an unimpeachable authority or on everything. Brave Davis gave him his stamp of approval. This text says, Nuri, could the PLP candidate in Grand Bahama give out crown land papers to people that's illegal? No. Why would the PM give that to her? That's the government properly she give her, the Prime Minister. Good morning. I'm going to finish reading that. Good morning, CA. It's almost 5 years since the FNM lost beaches and parks from the previous government on the news. Don't make no sense. The PLP paying reporters to run this ad. Come on, let's focus on Mikel Barnaby. He is the issue. Cartwright was cleared of these issues. Any more text there? Let's read this one. CA, the voice of the PLP was late Bradley Roberts, who was the chairman. There you go. Originally agreed with Clever on something. I cannot recall a time in history where so many people in such a short period of time were found with official documents they either illegally obtained or paid someone to forge them. And 2 weeks from an election, that allows voting by NIB card. When you see on one roach, you can bet there are hundreds, and many constituencies would turn on 10 or less. Let's go to the callers. Garden Radio AM, you're live, caller.
Hey, what's saying?
What'd you say?
Thank God for life as usual. You know, like I used to, that thing where we call sarcasm or something like that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to do a little bit on you.
Go ahead, do some sarcasm.
But you're always doing it on me.
Go ahead.
I believe a doctor sounds, he must be in dealing with some patients because, you know, he's a doctor, right? He would have done called you and put you in your place. And then you call, what you meant when you say, throw a rock in the dog, something, then you talk about Chihuahua, You know Chivago ain't going to play with you later, right? And I'm surprised he ain't call in yet.
Chivago has institutional knowledge. There are things I'm not privy to.
Listen, you remember you said you can let me talk, right? I PLT. It seems like you a PLT too, right? Two wrongs don't make a right. But you really think we care? All right, to answer you first, from what my knowledge is, I don't start with counselor, but I know it's a PLP, right? And you could think what you want, or who would they question me if I'm PLP or not? That ain't important. I don't think they never had that direct thing in what you were asking. They never had that. But listen to me, we ain't interested in if they had it before. We don't want to hear from Latrey. We don't want to hear from your MP, Fred Mitchell. Now, the sarcasm part, right? It seems like you're making
MP
a
alone.
Sarcasm for yourself.
Hey, you say, see how you get cut? You see how you get cut? You can't be using them type of word. Erkas be listening. It's the top show in the Bahamas right now at 11 o'clock. Everybody's tuned in on the show. They start at 9. You know, they listen to Dwight. They'd be sleeping when Dwight start. But at 11 o'clock, they tune in. And you can't be saying words like that when they tune in. I got to keep this job because they'd be listening. I have friends in Erka. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. God in rain. I'm breathing. Go ahead. Got it. AM. Go ahead, caller. Patrick, caller through there. We'll go to the next one. Got it. AM. You live. Hello. Let's go to the next one. Got it. AM. You live.
Yeah, what's going on, Mr. Nuri?
Rachel, man, what you say?
Yeah, may I remind? I don't have to remind you, and maybe remind the public at large that my big brother was just having a nice Ronnie, and so let me remind you that we were all brought to you legally, you know? You asked the question, who's the what? Press secretary or whatever he's asking.
Who was the last press secretary of the PLP?
Maybe you and Anton and with the guy named Julian, because he really is a PSYOPs officer. I believe he's being paid. He's a PSYOPs officer. But what I want to say, right, for you to say that on the radio that you don't think there's a cause for concern as it relates to the integrity of the election, right, that's like kind of self-serving in a sense, because if you ask, I see somebody was questioning the people at large in the public, et cetera, et cetera. And just everybody who asked a question, you know, they said they're not comfortable. But the thing is, and you're saying a little glitchy and there, you know, that's kind of self-serving also, and it's visceral, it's subjective. And to me, it's the opposite. And also, the narratives by the ruling party accusing the FNM of what they're actually doing blatantly and overtly in our faces. And I just thought I would say that because, you know, there is cause for concern. I dismiss it as really the height of naivety. Give thanks, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. This text says Keenan Johnson is far out of pocket, but also it's 2 weeks before the election. People are simply letting people do as they want, and they will fix it, as they say in the music production. Before his government appointment, he served as the managing director of Bahamaran Limited, a consultancy firm. In other words, no. I'm not sure what he's trying to say. This text says, Keenan Johnson is the chairman of physical planning. Let's see what other text says. This text says, Nuri is in blank, blank, blank. It is a curse because Leslie Miller used those words on. Oh, they're mad about. We can't say the word online. So, CA, the voice of the PLP has always been the chairman. They're making all type of jobs to pay people for nothing again. Let's go to these callers because it's still time to go. So, let me make sure these callers get their 2 cents in. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Hey, good day, Nuri. How you doing?
Oh, I know Antonio. Who was the last? who was the last director of communication of the PLP?
That there's no official position such as that, but the role is always played by the chairman, the national chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party.
Now we know Mr. Ramming.
Currently Fred Mitchell.
Mr. Ramming has the title of Director of Communication of the Progressive Liberal Party. We know that's a fact.
Like I said, no such position exists in the constitution of the PLP. However, the responsibilities of all communications lie and run through the national chairman, who is elected officially of the Progressive Liberal Party, and that's Fred Mitchell.
So, question.
And we all know it was Bradley Roberts before him, God rest his soul.
Let me ask you this question.
I want to say something before you let me go.
Yeah, no, I'm going to let you be talking. So, right. If there's other people who need to speak on behalf of the Progressive Liberal Party. Should the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party be present and said, I come to say something to you, but I brought this other person to explain it better? But should the chairman be there?
He doesn't have to be there. He can deputize someone to bring messages if he so desires.
And
that's his prerogative.
And
that's within his.
What happened to the rest of the chairman?
His prerogative.
The deputy chairmen and whatever, third and fourth different chairmen, where are they going?
They also have their roles to serve. However, they all have to be deputized to function in the role of the national chairman by the national chairman.
Okay.
Only he can do that.
Now, go
and
ahead.
Him or the body. Right. Now, what I wanted to say is, Papa said something. He was on the cusp of something important. I don't know what he said that was against record rules. That's not what I'm speaking to. Mm-hmm. What I'm speaking to is this. And I've been watching it this entire short election cycle, right? Cecil, if you have persons, and we're speaking here honestly and frankly, if you have persons who are seen as challengers during the term of a government, do you think those persons should be up front speaking when you're on a national campaign trail? Because the reason why I ask you that is this, right, before you cut me. Mm-hmm. If someone is being rejected, right, during the term, if the people of the country, the constituents, the voters, are expressing a disinterest in hearing from a certain people, and those are the people that you are putting up front, you're killing your message before the message is even received nationally. And so that's something I think the PLP has to examine as we move very closely to the next national general elections in this country. So, Papa, you was on to something serious right there, because that is something that kills the message before the message is even received by people in the nation. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Cecil.
Definitely. Let me see if I can squeeze this next caller in. Squeeze that caller in for me, please. Did that caller hang up? Okay, let me read these last texts. Good morning. What for the life of me I don't understand is how come all of these false documents out here and the ones the police catches, what they don't talk, no one getting arrested. We need to call off the election until we get a handle. See, I hear in that narrative, and a number of opposition agents are now trying to proliferate that narrative. Call off the general election. And no, the general election will be happening on May 12th. Y'all spreading propaganda, trying to get us in fear, and it ain't happening. We can have the election. I want Bahamian people to be on the lookout. We having the international observers come, right? The people who have concerns will raise their concerns there. But I believe in the integrity of the voters list. I believe the voters list is adequate. There are some problems there. I ain't saying there are no problems, no. Obviously, there are concerns. And as we approach the general election, we look for the concerns. And those people who should be challenged, I say the people who are working the polling booths and whatever it is, should challenge them. And the system will catch itself and work. Anyway, that rant I wanted to have. Because I think our system has been bastardized, particularly in Progressive Liberal Party at this present time, but these new rules, right? And I believe that decent-minded Bahamians need to remind the powers that be that we're sensible, you know. We ain't simple people. We sensible, and we will call you out and say, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. And that being said, something got to be done with Beaches and Park. You can't let that slide. That's a lot of overruns, man. You can't let it slide. Say, we're doing it for the good of the people. Who people? Who people? That's a lot of millions. You know what I can do with the millions? I want some millions. I want some millions, too. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM. This has been C.A. Nuri. You have a beautiful day. Z Live is next.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.